Hello, everybody. This is Beth Budesheim with the Weekly Guided Message. Thank you so much for continuing to enjoy these and sharing with me your feedback. I love that. So we're currently in the time of a Mercury retrograde astrologically, which began, I believe, July 14th and lasts until August 8th. So if you remember the story of the turtle and the hare, this is what came forward about this time, that during this Mercury retrograde time, you may feel a lot like that turtle. You may want to go faster, but you're just going to be a turtle during this time. So make peace with it and use this time of slowing down to revisit who you are. Revisit who you really are and uncover more of your inner light. So how do you do this? Well, for me, at times like this, I get much clearer on the stuff that just wants to clear from me. I get a clearer picture of my patterns and beliefs or thoughts that have built this kind of belief structure within me that aren't truly reflective of who I really am, you know, the inner light of who I am and who you are, and no longer serve the well-being. Energetically, so if you connect into these parts that are ready to clear, that no longer serve you, for me, energetically, clairvoyantly, it kind of looks like a dirty shirt. Like a dirty shirt that's hanging out in your energy field, you're just ready to take off and throw in the laundry hamper. It may feel like something really familiar that's been a tape running for a while that you're ready to look at and bring some more light to, uncover more of the truth. It can feel like a past part of you or a part that it might feel a little icky, like, ew, this just feels icky, and this has been hanging out, and it's just not right. So you can use this time to feel those things and then send love to it. It's really sending love to that, and you can imagine those being swept away, just putting them aside, just observing, recognizing it for what it is, sending it love, that kind of gathers it together in your energy field so that it's clear. You can put it to the side. And then that allows you to consider a new choice. Consider new choices, new thoughts, new beliefs. A new choice to be more connected with your inner radiance, with your light, with your authenticity, with who you are. And when you do this, you also express more outer radiance that then touches into every area of your life. So what is one belief or repetitive experience or pattern that you've been running that you're ready to clear, that you'd like to clear, so that you can truly shine, be your radiance? And I invite you to write that down and really feel how it feels in your energy system. And then connect with your inner radiance in the center of your being. See a bright light there and let it speak a new belief, a new way, a new choice. So this week, really get back in touch with that part, that shiny, beautiful you that you know that you are, that I know that you are. There's that inner light within you that really carries the essence of who you are. It can reveal to you what your truth is, what feels right for you, what your gifts are, what path to take. So this week, take some time to really connect with that. Just connect. No action needed yet. The cards that came for us this week are Tranquility. It's about taking time for self-care, for slowing down. This card's a lot in resonance with the whole idea of using this time that's a natural slowdown to not resist that, but take the time for some self-care. You know, if you have a really busy schedule, even just 5 minutes, just to stop and breathe. And the second card, Healing Heart. And this card is speaking of that inner light, which is so connected to our hearts, the heart chakra, and that inner core light that's within the chest, within the center of your being. So thank you all. I wish you a really, really beautiful week. Again, leave your feedback if you have any questions or comments. And I will see you next time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.